This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. And I had a conversation with a client friend the other day that I need to share with you. I didn't record the conversation, but I want to tell you about it because as we had this conversation, I thought everybody needs to think about the way they approach special occasions. So here's what happened. We were on the phone talking about how things are going, talking about her choices, how she's been taking care of herself, and what changes and improvements she wants to make. And it wasn't about weight loss. It was about feeling really good about her body and her health and her choices. So she said, I need to stop telling myself that everything is a special occasion. And I know exactly what she meant. She was saying, I need to stop telling myself that everything is a special occasion and therefore license to overeat, overindulge, put my goals on hold, and kind of throw caution to the wind. That's what she meant. And I totally get that. But as we were talking, I reframed that for her. I said, it's not that you need to stop telling yourself that everything is a special occasion, but rather you need to work on dropping the argument that food makes things more special. Because I hope you have special occasions all the time. I hope there are dinners out and birthdays and date nights and all of those things. And they are special. But overeating and overindulging isn't what makes them special and doesn't make them more special. Let that event, that lunch with friends, that date night, let it be special enough without adding indulgences to it because that threatens to make it less special. I had sort of an aha moment the other day. I had a sushi date at my house with somebody I really enjoy spending time with. And I was having, up until then, I was having a really great productive day. I got lots of work done. I had a hard workout. I hadn't yet eaten. In fact, this daily recap is up on my blog. I've been doing daily recaps of what I eat and how I work out. And so you'll see that sushi, I think it's called Sushi and Sniffles or something like that from last week. So anyway, as I was preparing for this sushi dinner, I thought, oh, I should pick up a bottle of wine or some dessert because it's like a special night. And though I didn't consciously think this next part, I was thinking that wine or dessert would make it more special, right? And instead of telling myself, no, Elizabeth, you can't drink. No, Elizabeth, you don't need dessert. No, Elizabeth, don't make it more special. I just very calmly thought to myself, what if you decide that sushi in this company is special enough? And just allow yourself to fully enjoy that without feeling like you need more. Let that be enough. Why do you have to pile on more and then take your attention away from the delicious sushi or the company? Let it be special enough. More isn't always more. And I know this for myself, more is often less. Far less, because when I take a situation that could be special and fun and a really great night, and then I overeat or I drink too much, the next day I'm not reflecting back on how much fun I had, but rather I'm reflecting back on, God, why did I overdo it? Why? Why do I do that? And I end up feeling guilty and frustrated. Slow down and enjoy what is absolutely special enough. Think about this, and ladies, I want you to think about it this way. Imagine that you get this gorgeous new diamond necklace. Chances are you're not going to put on this blinged out flashy dress and huge diamond hoop earrings and like these diamond studded barrettes, right? Why? Because it's too much. Because it would take away from your special new necklace. You lose the beauty of something special when you clutter it up. Or, and this applies for the gentleman as well, imagine you have a party with too much entertainment. You know, you've got a live band and you've got a DJ and you've got a photo booth and you've got, you know, dancers and all of this stuff. Well, it all just gets kind of lost. It's all competing and you don't really appreciate any one thing because it's too much. When there's too much, none of it's special. It's all competing. And the same is true with us in our daily lives. Look, if you want to sit down and enjoy a movie with your spouse, do that. Let that experience, the movie, the company, the cuddling, the connecting, let that be special enough. You don't need to add soda and popcorn and chocolate and wine. There's too much. It's all competing. Then none of it is special, right? Can't your steak and Brussels sprouts be a special enough dinner without adding wine? Just once, just one time. Can you say, I'm just really going to enjoy this food as special enough or without dessert, just one time? Can you buy ice cream and have that be special enough without saying, well, I might as well get cookies and chips? Can you focus on the ice cream and have that be special enough just one time? Can your sushi date be special enough without telling yourself it would be better with more? Can your mother-in-law's birthday and all of the family gathering be special enough without telling yourself, oh, well, cake and champagne and ice cream, just one time? Can the goal of, you know, some accomplishment at work be special enough without telling yourself you need to add more to make it more? Slow down enough to recognize that whatever you're celebrating, the company you're with, the food you're eating, that can be special enough without always looking to add more. Even just one time. I'm not saying that you never have dessert on a date or you never drink, but practice. Can I just enjoy my kid's great report card without saying, oh, I should have ice cream with them? Can't it be special enough to see them be proud, to see them be excited, to see them enjoy their ice cream? It's not that we need fewer special occasions or that we need to tell ourselves that fewer things are special. Bring on the special. The more special, the better. But work on not continuing to tell yourself that more food, more variety of food, more indulgences, eating more makes situations more special, because oftentimes it doesn't add to it, it takes away from it. And when we have 14 different competing things with food and alcohol and dessert and all of these indulgences, we just take away meaning from the things that we're there for. An event that could be about connecting with your spouse or your kids or your family or your friends all of a sudden now becomes about how you ate too much or how you shouldn't have done that. So that's where you're really robbing yourself. And I hope you will work on reframing this perspective. I know that for many people, that's a hard thing to do because maybe you aren't catching yourself in the moment. Meditation has helped me a ton with this. And there are lots of free apps that can take you through guided meditations. Tara Brock's podcast is a great way to go through guided meditations, although those are a little bit longer than the short meditations on apps like Headspace. And then the other thing is considering a self-guided course like Breaking Barriers, because Breaking Barriers helps you recognize the way you think, the way you justify and rationalize, because you have to be aware of these moments to change the way you think during these moments. So I will link to Breaking Barriers as well as to Headspace and to Tara Brock on the show notes for this episode over on primalpotential.com. But I hope this is something you will practice. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/ join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.